First of all, could I get your name and your position, please?
I'm Sharon Edmonds, and I'm team leader at Nunatsiavut Health and Social Development in the Happy Valley Goose Bay Community Office.
Okay, and DHSD is hosting a one-day workshop for beneficiaries with Colin Bakey. Could you tell our audience about that?
Okay, well, this is part of a bigger plan that we have. Each community had monies for suicide prevention conference last year and carried over to this year to plan a conference in their own communities. And so each community decided how they wanted to approach their conference. Here in Happy Valley Goose Bay, we had a committee together to come up with ideas of what we wanted. And we had planned a three-day conference. In fact, the conference got canceled at the last minute. There were numerous reasons why it got postponed. But one of the components of that conference was to have a Colin Bakey come in as a motivational speaker, and also to have fun and teach MMA skills and techniques, doing demonstrations, and just create a really fun and positive environment for young people to participate in this workshop.
Okay, so why was Colin Bakey picked as the speaker or to do this workshop with?
Well, Colin Bakey is a well-known name in Labrador, as you know. He's originally from Northwest River. In fact, a lot of people my age went to school with his father. But he's a MMA fighter, and that's mixed martial arts. And he has been involved in a few fights now. Colin is also known to be a very good motivational speaker. He dedicates a lot of his time to working with young Innu youth in Chahaji, doing a lot of the same kinds of things, and he's a fabulous role model, you know, to talk about his own journey, what the discipline has done for him, and the challenges he's had along the way. So he's a fabulous choice for a speaker, and like I said, he's homegrown. He's from the region, he's from Labrador, and what better way to encourage young people to talk about, you know, the experiences they're having, finding ways to help, find supports, and encouraging them to do things that are more positive than to have somebody like Colin Bakey, who actually is from here and is a Labradorian and hopefully can engage young people.
Okay, and have he done this before for the beneficiaries?
I'm not really sure of other communities. I know Hopedale, their conference, they were going to try to bring him in. I don't know if he actually ended up going or not. I know that the weather was an issue at the time that we were planning ours. So, and he has a business as well. So I don't know what he's been doing in terms of, you know, doing similar workshops or speaking with others in the region.
Which ages is this aimed for?
This is geared towards young males, 13, 16 to 30 years. And the whole idea is to provide support and tools to help give, you know, young people a sense of connection, especially those who feel alone and are isolated. And it's a way of trying to reach out and engage more young people in the community. This was part of a three-day Your Life Matters workshop that we had planned last March. And so because of Colin's schedule and the fact that he just signed a contract with, I think it's TKO for fighting, and he's going to be involved in some MMA fights in November, that this was the only time in his schedule that he is here in Labrador. And we've been trying for some time now to try to connect with him to see if we can't move forward at least with this one-day workshop with him, and then schedule the other 2 days later on in the fall.
What day is this workshop going to be?
It's happening next Wednesday. It's a very short notice, but, you know, he's going away, I think, the first week of September, and we have been trying so hard to get connect with him, And so we just said, let's go with it. So it's Wednesday, it's August 31st next week, and it's running from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we're providing transportation for those who need rides. We're providing a lunch so that people are kept on site. We're providing snacks, those kinds of things. And hopefully we'll have a wonderful group of young people to, you know, have a good time and to learn skills and things from somebody like Colin.
How do they register for this workshop?
Well, what we've done is we had a registration form done out for the whole conference that we were getting people to fill in, and we're actually contacting the people who previously registered to see if they want to come for this particular event. And we still have some space. We don't have a big room. We don't have a big space. So we are limited in terms of how many people we can take. So I think we're looking at a space for about 30, and I think we've got about 10 or 12 right now. So we do have some room. And the registration form will then carry them over into the next 2 days of workshop planned for later on. So the form, you can pick it up here at 14 Cork Real Road, which is our Nunatsiavut Health Community Office. Or you can call Carla Blake. She's the one who's coordinating and arranging things. Her phone number is 709-896-3396. Or she can be contacted via email, and that is carla.blake@nunatsiavut.com.
Okay, and would you like to add anything else?
No, you know, the thing is, this is a fabulous opportunity. When we planned, we were so excited when we talked about this initially, planning this, because Colin is, like I said, he's from Labrador. He's a fabulous role model. And I think that he has a great story to tell and to share and to hopefully encourage other young people to choose a path for themselves that will help guide them through their, you know, through their life. We think that this would be, again, the first day of our workshop was more of the formal things, like some workshops and some speakers and that kind of thing. The second day was the motivational speaking with Colin, and then the MMA stuff, because we know we want to young people to have a good time. And I think that young people are excited about this, to have fun with somebody like Colin, learning techniques and skills. Our third day was going to be out on the land doing survival skills with elders, and also boil up and fishing. That was for March. So we're going to modify those plans now. We're going to go ahead with this one day just because of the opportunity. This is the one opportunity we have, so we don't miss it, and then plan the others later on.
Okay, and it sounds like a really good workshop, and I'd like to thank you, Sharon, for taking the time to speak to us today, and I hope we can speak again once the workshop is over.
Oh, yeah, we're excited about it. We hope that, like I said, that we get lots of people, young people coming out. It's, listen, if you haven't got a ride, we'll give you a ride. We'll pick you up. We're feeding you. We're giving you a chance to connect with Colin and to have a great day workshop, hopefully. So we're excited about it and can't wait to see how it rolls out.
Okay, and thank you again, Sharon.
Nakumeh.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.